Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome to another edition of Spits and Suds, getting you ready for Game 1, Dallas, Edmonton at the American Airlines Center. And today we're going to talk about this upcoming series with our good friend of Spits and Suds, David Castillo of D Magazine, also his terrific Substack. Please subscribe to it. It's a great way to support David and all that he's done for Spits and Suds. It's called Star Stack. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good, doing good. You know, the Dallas Stars are once again in the Western Conference Finals. Hopefully the third time is a charm, and a familiar foe as well.
Yeah.
So that's always fun because it adds to the quote unquote bad blood. Even if there's no bad blood, you know, just it's a talk. It's a cheesy talking point that sometimes can bear fruit.
Well, it's also interesting that maybe we haven't talked enough about the dominance of these two teams as far as the Western Conference is concerned.
Yeah, it's, you know, they've had, like, there are two teams coming in with, like, serious momentum.
Yeah.
You know, between Dallas, you know, taking out the President's Trophy winners in Winnipeg, and Edmonton just, oh my God, like, mopping the floor with Vegas. That was something I did not expect.
Yeah.
Especially did not expect back-to-back shutouts for Stuart Skinner after that LA series. So, yeah, like, I don't really kind of know, like, where to start with this, other than to give Edmonton the respect they deserve, which maybe they didn't get last year.
Yeah. No, that's true, because last year was one of those kind of St. Louis Blues-like runs where awful first half or struggling first half, fired the coach, in comes Knobloch, and you have this massive resurgence all the way to the Stanley Cup final. This year's been interesting because they faced some pretty good injuries throughout the year, and it seems as though as the playoffs are moving along, they're getting stronger. And one of the concerns, because you look at the Stars, David, in that first fin line, obviously effective, but I'm thinking about depth scoring. Yeah, Sam Steele did score last game, but you know, the Sagans, the Bens, the Duchesnes, the Marchments. And then I look at Edmonton and their third and fourth line and what they did in the Vegas series with Kane, Adam Henrique, and Connor Brown. I mean, they arguably the third line of Edmonton was their best line, not Draisaitl, not McDavid, but that third line. And then Corey Perry, all of a sudden, where did this come from? Corey Perry scoring 5 goals and 11 points. So that third and fourth line, the acquisition of Trent Frederick, has been impressive, like, and their physicality as well. So it's interesting because we mentioned on the program yesterday, but I think there's a lot more depth than we saw last year in the conference final.
Yeah, which is the ultimate irony, right? Like, Edmonton lost, like, critical depth.
Yes.
In Dylan Holloway and Philip Broberg. And then just kind of like weeds, you know, managed to kind of sprout up, you know. By the way, I don't know what to tell you, Gavin. Like, the Vasily Podkolzin erasure, that is just unforgivable. That's like, that is He's another guy. Like when I think about their depth, like he's a player that I think deserves a lot of credit as one of their best forecheckers.
Uh-huh.
And it's funny how it's just like I think both teams are coming in with a complete reversal of how they came into last year's series, where Dallas had depth in special teams. They kind of like they have special teams and their depth hasn't really showed up yet in the playoffs. Whereas Edmonton, the depth has showed up and their special teams are completely like just lagging behind. And yeah, I think for Edmonton, I think another big part of their kind of improvement is just the fact that their blue line is the Jake Walman ad was fantastic. And John Klingberg,
yeah,
much as it pains Stars fans, I'm sure, has been a fantastic ad. So all of a sudden they have a blue line that like from 1 to 6 can move the puck up ice. And that really kind of further leverages and emphasizes how strong they are on the rush. I mean, this is something that I talked about in my preview at the Star Stack. Did a lengthy preview. It's probably like a 10 or 15 minute read, so it's not really worth your time, especially if you don't want to
always like, go through a worth bunch of stats. Everyone's time.
Well, I mean, but this is, so here's like the big difference, which is that Colorado, right? When you look at the stats, excuse me. When you look at the stats, Colorado was not actually a good rush team. Yes, they could beat you on the rush, but they didn't generate a lot of chances off the rush. Edmonton is the total opposite. Edmonton can beat you on the rush and they generate a lot of chances on the rush. So I'm really fascinated by how Dallas is going to handle that because like personally, like I'm again, you know, don't leave Gavin a bad review. Just leave me a negative comment on Twitter. Which is that this I'm kind of a skeptic when it comes to the Stars because I do worry that, you know, their lack of possession, which they haven't really had in the playoffs, is something that, you know, could bite them. Do I think they can win? Yeah, absolutely. However, it is something that I'm just kind of curious about. And one of the things that I have a few doubts when it comes to especially their blue line, which I think, you know, with Miro Heiskanen getting up to speed, that's going to make a big difference. But I am curious, you know, whether or not, you know, they're going to stick with the 11-7 thing or eventually go 12-6 and also, you know, what the pairs might look like. You know, do they keep Lindell and CeCe together? Do they split up Harley and Heiskanen? Like, I think these are really interesting and important questions
yeah.
within this matchup, precisely because Edmonton has the ability from line 1 through 4 to really kind of control territory.
Yeah, well, let's also mention that Matthias Ekholm might come back in this series, and he's a real good defenseman for Edmonton, but you're right. The defensive pairings have been absolutely terrific for Edmonton, even despite the loss of Ekholm. That 11-7, 12-6 situation, am I wrong, David, by saying that Pete DeBoer would likely go with 12-6 because you need that forward to keep up with this Edmonton team?
I don't know. That's a tough one because I think you've seen, like some kind of like, you know, loose dividends where with, you know, double shift and Rantanen that, I mean, that's something that's obviously like an advantage to the Stars, right? Anytime you can get Rantanen out with,
yeah.
you know, other lines beyond the top line, that's a benefit. However, I agree with you in that, like, they really need to get the chemistries with the forwards going. Because to me, like, your blue line is going to take care of itself. You're going to have Harley Heiskanen, Lindell with CeCe, and then probably Bixell with Labushkin. I know people like Petrovich, but, you know, he's going to be the odd man out if they do go 12-6. And I think the advantage there is that, you still have the option of double shift and Rantanen if you want, but also I think it's important for Dallas to really get some of these forward chemistries going because they really haven't had that. And again, this is not me like necessarily being critical of Dallas's forwards. They're still an elite group, easily the deepest in the playoffs at this point, the deepest in the entire NHL. However, one of the things you've seen them struggle with is just broad possession. And if they can find a way to get, you know, especially the Johnston line, which Johnston's had the tough matchups. I wouldn't expect Johnston to be productive and a shutdown defenseman. Like he's or shutdown, you know, kind of Bergeron type, you know, shutdown forward. I think he's grown into that. He's starting to excel. but it's still a lot to ask at this age. And so I do think it's important for them to kind of really figure out, you know, the best combo for the Johnson line and maybe even break up the, you know, Sagan, Marchment, Duchesne line. You know, they've been pretty good. They're at 53% expected goal share. So they're kind of broadly controlling the shot quality battle, which is a benefit. I do think Duchesne is going to score. He's not going to shoot 0% the entire playoffs. And he's been getting chances. But I'm just not sure that line should be sacred. And so if they do go 12-6, hopefully there's a concerted effort to kind of, you know, maybe get, you know, those lines below the Hintz line going.
Well, one of the interesting aspects, and I completely understand, and I agree with Stars fans' philosophy on this, is that if Mikko Rantanen's not scoring two goals, having two assists, we see him double shifting and we're like, well, are we exhausting him by double shifting? And I would think, David, that Pete DeBoer and the coaching staff would see that and make that change back to 12-6 if that was the case.
No, that's a good point. I think ultimately, though, it's just kind of, well, Rantanen is kind of used to this, right? I mean, even though I do think there is a, you know, fatigue factor, you know, especially if the series, you know, goes seven games, that it's something that, like, he's more or less kind of, you know, been used to. It's something that I think he can, I think the real thing is, like, did we see Rantanen, did we see his performance kind of suffer as a result? I don't really think so, but, you know, to be honest, I didn't pay attention to kind of Rantanen's effectiveness, you know, in the last game, just because, you know, it was the Mikael Granlund show, right? And that top line, I think, has really been kind of, you know, it's a thing that we all want to see, and it's a talking point that I think we all like to emphasize, because, well, that was Dallas's strength, their offensive depth. However, you know, if your best players are supposed to be your best players and that's how you win games, well, then what does it matter? You know, if Granlund and Hintz and Rantanen are the only ones scoring and Dallas is still winning, then I think, you know, Pete DeBoer is just going to kind of use that as a formula all the way to the, you know, cup finals and, you know, a potential championship, you know, if need be. Now, I don't think that's how Dallas is going to beat Edmonton, because that's the thing, right? If anybody can compete with star power Rantanen and Hintz, it's Edmonton with McDavid and Dreisaitl. And Dreisaitl, it should be noted, has become a fantastic defensive forward. Like, I mean, this year was, you know, he's always kind of had elements, but this season in particular really kind of developed into that sort of Selke light kind of player. And so I'm fascinated by what Edmonton does also in response, whether or not they keep Dreisaitl and McDavid separated, which they did towards the end of the Vegas series. And man, they were good. Like, you know, Kasperi Kapanen of all people,
yeah,
and Puck Colson looking great next to Dreisaitl, with McDavid next to Nugent Hopkins and Perry at times. Like, there are different looks Edmonton can give Dallas as well. So what adjustment is going to make the difference, right? Is it going to be Edmonton splitting up their stars? Is it going to be Dallas, you know, double shift and Rantanen, or do they have something else in their pocket? I would personally like to see Robertson with Johnson Duchesne, personally. Like, I think it's one way to get Duchesne going and also kind of adds that speed that can also help Robertson going, because it's important to remember, I mean, like, Robertson is also, you know, he has 1 point. Yes, the injury has slowed him down. But I think Robertson in particular is going to be really crucial to the series, not just because Robertson is one of Dallas's best forwards, but also because he has the profile to really, you know, Edmonton, you know, they have kind of mostly smaller defensemen, puck moving defensemen. They can scramble out, however, hem them in their zone with, you know, Robertson's big body and his puck protection. And that is absolutely, you know, kind of one of your generic keys to victory.
I wonder also, like, I was thinking, why not go back to the regular season with some of these depth scoring struggling? Why not? And I know Marchment struggling, but why not go back to Sagan, Marchment, and Duchesne? Why not go to then take Robertson and put him on the third line with Jamie Benn and Wyatt Johnston? Why not, like, go back to that familiarity that you had during the regular season?
Well, I think because, like, you know, the regular season was sort of, you know, with the injuries, it was kind of hard for, you know, the lines to develop maybe the chemistry that you would expect which never really kind of popped up. You know, you have individuals that obviously, you know, produced and generated well. But I think at this point, you know, we think about the playoffs and how the margins for error are so slim. It's really crucial that, you know, that that these lines, you know, aren't just getting goals, but are getting territory and possession. And so I don't know that there's really like a good answer for that. I think it's just something that the players have to figure out kind of on their own. And it's something that they're going to have to figure out, you know, with, you know, Edmonton's very kind of unique style, their high pressure style. And so I think a lot of this is really going to depend on, yeah, sure, whether or not, you know, Dallas gets the forward lines correct, but really whether or not those forward lines are able to kind of support the blue line, which I think is really going to be, you know, really going to have the most pressure on them, at least in this series.
One would think with two straight shutouts too, they would have to get some traffic in front of Skinner.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of just your classic sort of, you know, playoff style, like, you know, in the same way that Dallas was able to kind of penetrate Hellebuck with traffic to the net, you know, you're going to want the same thing with Edmonton and Skinner, especially because, you know, Edmonton doesn't really have the blue line to kind of, you know, box or front out players like Robertson and Rantanen. And so, the goaltending battle is fascinating because I think Skinner gets a lot of, because he has such wretched games, it's easy to forget that over the last three seasons, he's actually been pretty good. When you look at his, like, you know, expected, like, you know, goals saved above expected and things like that, he's actually been really good. He's been pretty much as good as Ottinger. Now, does that make him a better goalie? No, of course not. But just that, you know, Skinner does deserve respect as a, I think, broadly good goaltender that just has some wretched games. And so it's, yeah, like, I don't, I mean, I think we can all like say with confidence that Ottinger is better than Skinner, but that's, you know, these battles don't happen in a vacuum, right? It's all about, well, you know, in the same way you pointed out how Dallas gets traffic in front of Skinner. Well, you know, how does Edmonton get traffic in front of Ottinger? How do they, you know, Ottinger, you know, kind of quote unquote, you know, weakness is, you know, getting him to shift and slide. And if Edmonton can kind of move east and west on Dallas's defense, well, then that's also going to be something, you know, their plan of attack as well.
Yeah, it was interesting. Right after the game, when Jake Ottinger was interviewed talking about Edmonton, you could see that he was looking forward to that series. And a fired up Jake Ottinger is what we love. You know, he'll never show it emotionally, but you can tell. And I love how he's taken his game to the next level. Not that he needed to go that far, but I'm glad he's being talked about with other goalies in that same circle. Like, you know, when people are talking about the Dallas Stars, they're not just talking about Mikko Rantanen, they're talking about the play of Jake Ottinger. And I think that says a lot. It's kind of weird to say that Jake Ottinger probably has to be his best in this series against Edmonton with their scoring threats.
Yeah, it's, you just really can't say enough good things about Ottinger, and kind of, you know, not just from like a mechanic standpoint. Kevin Woodley, who does great goaltender analysis for NHL.com, has kind of written about, you know, his development, and Stars fans can attest to this, right? Like early on, if there was a breakaway, Ottinger was going to give up that goal, and that's just not the case anymore. And so you're seeing a goalie that I think is really, has really hit his stride. And I think that's the biggest positive sign, like regardless of what happens in the series, whether Dallas wins or loses. And of course, Stars fans, you know, don't want to think about, you know, what happens if they lose, because I do think they have real potential to, you know, meet, say, Florida in the Cup Finals.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think the biggest development is that Ottinger really seems like he's become the goaltender that, you know, people always kind of more or less profiled him as, but statistically he kind of didn't really meet those standards, and now he's meeting those standards. So this is a player that's not just going to give you a performance like this year, but next year and beyond.
I guess it's kind of fascinating. I don't think it's going to be a difference maker, but just looking at the East versus the West, I mean, when Florida takes off from Fort Lauderdale Airport, they can't even get to 30,000 feet, or maybe they can real quick, and then they have to head down to Raleigh. I mean, that's a quick flight. And then you look at Dallas, Edmonton, there's some traveling involved.
Yeah, that's fatigue is a real factor. And I think there have even been statistics done on kind of the effect of travel on, you know, like teams and team performance kind of following that travel. But I mean, I feel like the sort of the stuff happening on ice is grueling enough that I think Dallas is, you know, not just like prepared for it, but it's something that they, you know, experienced last season. And of course, you know, the big difference, right, which is that Dallas is actually leveraging their home ice advantage this year.
Yeah.
Right? That wasn't the case last season. So yeah, it's a factor, but I think it's just kind of, you know, in the same way, right, the Toronto Maple Leafs aren't losing because of fan pressure.
Sure.
Dallas won't lose. I mean, I get why it's a talking point, but, you know, I think it's kind of for that same reason that I don't think travel is going to kind of, you know, be a factor. It'll just be something that, you know, kind of one more obstacle that, you know, teams have to deal with,
right,
which, you know, they're kind of used to in these playoffs.
Well, on that note, it did create or enhance the fan narrative. You know, you hear that with the Dallas Cowboys here in DFW. You know, if the Cowboys just concentrated on football without everything else going on, they'd be great. And for Matthew Tkachuk to come out and say what he did, that, you know, if Toronto could concentrate on hockey without the other distractions, like in Florida, we just play hockey. I mean, that just added to an already massive narrative up in Toronto.
Oh, man, it's like, I gotta admit, like the Toronto Maple Leaf stuff is like my personal, like Real Housewives. Like I can't, like I just have to like ingest, you know, every bit of media and criticism and outrage that I can. But I don't think I wouldn't say it's insignificant because, you know, players, you know, have agency over where they go. And, you know, if all you hear is about like how, you know, terrible, you know, a certain place is, then you're just less likely to want to go there. I mean, does anyone honestly think, you know, like that won't factor into whether or not Mitch Marner comes back?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it will. I mean, he's like, by the way, I would bet, because Carolina is going to have so much cap, I would bet they're the team to win the Mitch Marner sweepstakes.
Oh, that would make them tough. Well, you know, two things to that point is that, like, in Dallas, sometimes people say, like, nobody talks about the Stars. And my response is okay, like, you're hearing a lot of Sebastian Aho talk? No, you're not hearing Carolina talk. And they've had great successful runs in the playoffs, haven't been able to get it done, you know, but that's one point. The other thing about Toronto, will Marner stay, or, you know, the collapse of the Leafs? Why aren't more people talking about the loss of Anthony Stolarz? The guy was just really, really good in net, and then he gets bumped and he can't come back. Like, I always try to put myself in a Dallas perspective, and I think Spits and Suds listeners have to realize, like, okay, goes down, Casey DeSmith, really good. Casey DeSmith had a great regular season, but aren't we talking about the narrative? Well, if Jake Oettinger hadn't gone down, of course we would.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And to me, the biggest talking point there is, you know, Florida's dirty play, right? I mean, that
100. Yes.
You could say that, like, oh, Sam Bennett, like, you know, didn't mean to elbow. I mean, like, Sam Bennett has a lengthy history of this kind of stuff.
Yes.
And if Dallas meets Florida in the finals, like, you can bet that this is going to be another talking point, because it's been talking points for different players the entire playoffs, as it was last year and the year before. You know, don't forget Bennett's sucker punch of Marshawn, the irony of them playing together now. And so that, you know, to me, that's like one of the ultimate X factors in any Stanley Cup playoff run, which is just kind of the dirty play. And yeah, like, I love the physicality of the Stanley Cup playoffs. It's part of what makes it unique. But I'm just done with this, like, oh, well, you know, we're going to let certain things go because it's Stanley Cup playoffs. Like, you know, hockey should be hockey.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have two completely different versions with different rule books to decide who is the best team.
Yeah. That said, David, I wanted to get your thoughts before we go, because I'm still thinking about that steal breakaway and whether or not it should have been a penalty shot. To me, it was close. And the fact that it's close, I'm okay. And I'm granted they scored on the power play, so it didn't matter. But I thought it was close. And to me, and I know you shouldn't say at that stage of the game, but I just think if there was any doubt, you don't call it.
Yeah, no. You know, I think that I think on that particular play, I think if it had been a regular season game, I think they probably call a penalty shot. But because it's Stanley Cup playoffs, and you know, it's you know, this is the end of the third period, you know, it doesn't get called. But I do think you can make a case that, and I can't remember who the other Winnipeg player was, but was kind of like reasonably in Steele's vicinity.
Yeah.
So I think that was ultimately what they were looking at, and that's probably why they decided. But you know, again, calls are very different, and something that if you look at statistically, right, which is that calls never happen the later in the series of playoff, you know, or playoff contest goes, right? It's like you're more likely to get calls early on, which to me is actually quite essential for Dallas in this series. Try to draw penalties early on in the series and build on those power plays and hopefully build an advantage, because you're not going to get them in games 5, 6, and 7.
Yep. The Substack is called Stars Stack, appropriately. He is David Castillo of D Magazine. Are you still teaming up with Robert Tiffin on these post games on D Magazine, doing some quick writing?
Yes, sir. So Robert and I will be doing recaps. Of course, special shout out to Mike Pellucci, who edits them as we get them up. And yeah, so that'll be up after every game. And then, of course, I'll be doing recaps as well at the Star Stack, along with a lot of special stuff for paid subscribers, like, you know, film room analysis. I'll probably be looking at kind of like defensive zone breakouts on Dallas' side, and Edmonton's forecheck, you know, how that interaction plays out, along with other stuff.
I will allow the Pellucci shout out, despite the fact that the guest contributor of Spits and Suds, Gavin Spittle, has not been allowed yet. Maybe someday I can do my writing. It'll be Spits and Suds blog. There you go. You're a beast, my friend. And some cool stuff coming up on the Substack.
Yeah. Yeah. The, which we'll, You know, I'll be looking at some of the analytics as well.
Good.
And I'll be doing kind of, you know, what I like to call like light work, you know, where it's just kind of, you know, a specific topic, you know, but more like 300 to 500 words. So it's very readable on, you know, like, hey, you know, like, for example, Matt Duchene, right? If he's not scoring through the first two games, you know, is he somebody that's like due for regression? Is he going to start scoring, or is he someone that just, you know, is going to be snake bit the whole time, which of course I doubt.
Yeah. Love it. Absolutely love it. And shout out to D Magazine. I mean, what you guys are doing between you and Robert and Sean and the contribution, I mean, truly awesome that D Magazine has stepped up their hockey coverage and it's paying dividends for them. So kudos, my friend. Thank you so much for joining us today. Terrific preview.
Thank you.
And that's going to do it for another edition of Spits and Suds. We'll have more content for you prior to game one, and then we'll be on after the game. Game one, Stars, Oilers, we are counting it down. The Frosties are in the fridge. They're ready for game one victory. We broke the curse last series. Let's break it for the second time, and let's make it two in a row at home. Until our next podcast, have a great day, everyone.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. Yeah.